I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Last year, Congress passed a bill to expand Arizona's Petrified Forest National Park to nearly twice its current size. Many support that expansion, even some landowners whose property would become part of the park. But a lack of funds has caused a delay, and looters are now clearing the unprotected land of valuable artifacts. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Brody reports.
Standing in the middle of the Milky Ranch in Holbrook, Arizona, it seems like you can see forever. The unending horizon shows off vast ranch lands. If you look down, you'll see large mounds on the brown earth, pottery shards spread out on the ground, and every few feet there are petrified logs showing off their mineralized reds, yellows, and browns. And almost all of it is valuable. Investigator Larry Baldwin has been patrolling this land for 4 years. He says over that time, archaeologists estimate looters have done about $3 million worth of damage to the ranch.
You get a piece of petrified wood like that one over there, probably weighs 150, 200 pounds. You might get $50, $60 for it. The only reason this hasn't been hit as much is because they know that we're checking this area. The neighboring ranches have been hit. They're still getting hit.
And Baldwin expects that to continue until the park takes over the land. The problem is that might not happen for a while. Even though Congress authorized the park expansion, it didn't set aside any money to actually do it. That has many park supporters worried, including Bill Jeffers. He's ranched in the area pretty much all his life. The expansion would take a small part of his 125,000-acre ranch.
There are areas now that have already been sold that were proposed for the expansion. And they were sold specifically for people to get petrified wood off of, or even, you know, artifacts.
Jeffers says the longer the government waits to fund the expansion, the fewer artifacts and petrified wood it'll get. And it's not just the landowners who are anxious for the park to grow. Driving around the Petrified Forest National Park, Superintendent Lee Baeza says his people can protect the resources better than anyone, and the new land will make patrolling the park even easier because the ranches already have roads in place.
It's going to provide us better access, more immediate access into some of the areas that are really more sensitive and more difficult to protect.
But the park won't get that access until it takes over the expansion land. And in the meantime, investigator Larry Baldwin is predicting an open season for looters.
I think people are going to start going in there and trying to get whatever they can before it goes into the federal jurisdiction.
Any money for the park expansion would likely come directly from the Interior Department's budget, but probably not anytime soon. And when that money does come, it'll likely be in bits and pieces, potentially dragging out the expansion for years and making protecting the land even more difficult. To try and get the process moving, outside groups have stepped in. Some are trying to get landowners to donate their property. Others want to buy it outright. The plan is to then hold the land and protect it until the park can take over. Ranchers like Mike Fitzgerald have concrete evidence of why the land needs protection soon.
It's obvious when you hold something like that pot in your hand or that tomahawk, you see the value. What good is it when it's laying out there when somebody, anybody, could come along and pick it up?
Fitzgerald genuinely cares about the artifacts on his land, but he's also hopeful the land won't be his for much longer. The decade-long drought, among other things, have forced him to sell all his cattle. Now he, like others in the area, are just waiting for the expansion to go through. For NPR News, I'm Mark Brody.